Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. All you got to do is dial in at 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Bonnie.
And Aria.
And of course, you can bring up anything coming up here on the show tonight. Get some crypto-related news. I've had a couple of stories show up recently that I thought, wow, we definitely need to talk about, including bye-bye Bitcoin. It's time to ban cryptocurrencies.
I love that there are statists out there who want to attempt this because it shows how little understanding they have of cryptocurrency. In the first place, if they think that somehow a government can just ban it.
Yeah, they think, that's causing issues for the government that I like. Our government should ban that.
Yeah, so I want to get into that coming up here. But, you know, first, a Joe Biden update, because I just find this guy to be entertaining. I didn't really think I would, but turns out the Biden gaffes are really, really entertaining. The ramblings, the meanderings of his mind, wherever it's going to.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Corn Pop?
Have you not seen that one?
What is that?
It was
a Biden thing?
It is. He was giving a speech memorializing a black community member or something like that, and he starts talking about kids stroking his leg.
I've seen that. Was that in that?
It goes on.
Oh, okay.
Dude, Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he attacked him with knives in the parking lot or something. It's just total raving, incoherent babbling, and it's one of the greatest things you can ever watch.
Well, now he's saying the grandkids are going to start asking their grandparents, why are there aliens on that side of the moon or something like that?
He did talk about aliens recently, actually, in one of his statements, and also talked about one of the conspiracy theories that he drinks the blood of children.
He did? I didn't know he actually said that.
Yeah, that was mentioned. I don't know if that was at the CNN town hall. I've got some clips. Just over the last several days, there's been all these clips coming out from one of the most recent CNN town halls. So I guess what they do, and CNN's very pro-Biden, right? Like, they were anti-Trump, and look, I'm against all these presidents. I want to make sure it's clear. I only liked Trump because he was entertaining. Now, Biden turns out to be entertaining in a completely different way. Trump was entertaining in an outrageous, boisterous,
he was a troll,
bombastic troll manner, and Biden's entertaining in a sad, watching a train wreck kind of manner. You can't take your eyes away from it, but it's also very sad to watch a geriatric man who probably should be in some sort of monitored care facility take the stage as the president of the United States.
I don't know that it's sad. To me, it's one of the greatest things ever, right? The current president of the United States is, as you described him, a geriatric patient who should be under monitored care because he's clearly senile, or he at least has moments of extreme senility.
Oh, yeah.
He has, like, a scary look on his face all the time, though. I feel like he's, like, it's more scary than funny or sad. It's creepy to watch.
And I want to believe, I haven't
especially
heard,
when he's around little children.
Oh, that's really creepy, yeah. I haven't heard his thing about aliens, and I want to believe the U.S. government is hiding the existence of extraterrestrials or whatever, but this is the same guy who talked about kids stroking his leg hair, so I can't put a whole lot of faith in it.
So there's some news that we can talk about with Biden, which is that his legal team is backing up Trump once again. Remember, a few weeks ago, or like a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the Cuba situation where the protests were going on. By the way, what's going on in Cuba? I haven't heard anything recently, and nor that I really look for it.
Crackdowns?
Well, I know that was last week when we were talking about the crackdowns. So I'm wondering if, you know, what has transpired over the last week. But the news was that Biden was basically going to uphold the Trump administration's executive order to prohibit any kind of remittances with the island of Cuba as long as it goes through Cuban government. And of course, everything goes through Cuban government that has to do with money or remittances, which is families sending money from the U.S.
They ultimately say they were going to look into a way of doing it while avoiding that Cuban company that there's no way for them to actually avoid.
Which is basically them kicking the can down the road and, you know, depriving the Cuban people of much needed help from their family members here in the United States.
When all they would, Bitcoin.
They could use Bitcoin, and they should be using Bitcoin. If they're smart, they will do that, and we will come back to that. But now Biden's legal team is backing the Trump administration again and saying that inmates are going to have to return to prison after they were allowed to leave federal prison during COVID due to the, well, COVID situation. We'll get into that. But first, I've got some of these Biden gaffes here, and kudos to, I guess, Sky News in Australia. Alan Jones put together a few of them all in one place, because they're just scattered about all over the place. So he plays them all here in this two-minute clip.
Oh, I can't wait. You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
So. Okay, that's a lie.
It is demonstrably a lie, and that's why the vaccinated people are upset with the unvaccinated, because they can still get the Delta strain, so to speak.
Or whatever comes next.
Yeah, well, I don't know which strain, you know, the vaccinated are getting, but you can definitely still get COVID-19 if you're vaccinated.
Also, did you hear recently that the PCR test has apparently been thrown out by the FDA as unreliable?
Well, thank goodness for that. It only took them, 17, 18 months?
Yeah, and they based all their policies off of the PCR test.
And we've been, you know, talking about this on national radio for the last 17 months, talking about how it's not reliable.
Let's go on.
Yeah. That's not true. But the blood's unchallenged. And then this incoherent rambling about men on the moon and aliens. Listen to this embarrassing diatribe.
You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, you seem, no, it works. Or you know, or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors. Think of the people. If your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not, you know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it?
Huh? Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the president.
Okay. There was the aliens clip, by the way.
When Ian first played that for me, I wasn't looking at the video. I thought it was a clip of a whole bunch of random things he said, but it was just one.
Nope, that's CNN. Fake. That's not a deep fake.
It sounds like someone just clipped a bunch of different random Biden speeches and put them together. That's rough, man.
Yeah, it is.
He was talking to someone, so somebody, at the beginning, he said, "You got the vaccine and you're okay." And the man was like, "Yep." And then he just starts rambling back.
Yeah, this is the host on CNN. He's talking on a stage with the CNN host.
I like how concerned Biden sounded. And you're okay?
What?
You got the vaccine and you're still standing?
What? Man on the moon, something. What the hell has this got to do about anything? This is a town hall meeting. The bloke's unchallenged and he's rambling. Listen to this. He actually tries to explain what the question is and then makes an appalling mess of answering his own question.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact is going to be we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved.
Can you pause it?
Yeah.
What the hell was the question?
I don't know. I don't think he knows either.
Well, the question was that, Aria.
I mean, wow.
I don't understand what he just said. Those were all certainly words. But they were not in any sort of rational or meaningful order.
No. And he's just like, what you can't see is just sort of him looking off into the distance and looking down and like as he's trying to, you know, figure out what to say.
So I would love to see what reporter asked him whatever question led to that. But obviously, we don't have that.
The context doesn't even matter, though, does it? I mean, because whatever the question was, that wasn't any kind of a sensible answer that could possibly be made sense of here.
Oh, for God's sake. This virus is, in fact, it's going to be, we know why all the drugs are temporarily approved, but permanently approved. I mean, listen to this again. The President of the United States at a town hall meeting, and someone doesn't say, get off the stage, you're embarrassing the free world and obscuring the coronavirus message. Listen to this.
We know that this virus is, in fact, it's going to be, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved.
Huh?
Do they still have his answer to this question coming up?
That's the end of that clip from the Australian TV. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This guy isn't going to get better in the next 3 years. There's more on the way. You can share your thoughts with us. It's free time.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 6160. You know, it's an interesting strategy to be this out of it for Joe Biden, because he doesn't actually say anything that you can respond to. I mean, he has no real position, because everything that comes out of his face, well, I mean, it's not everything. Sometimes he's more lucid, but, you know, these gaffes are not hard to find. These town hall clips that we're playing aren't from a series of town halls. They're from the last one that he did with CNN. And it's certainly not the only clips that are out there. There's another one here that I've got for you here in a moment. But
Elton John has an organ. We don't have an organ, just the mouth and the brain that's connected to it. That's my organ. That's my instrument.
Wait a minute. Did he say that?
That was Donald Trump.
Oh.
Donald Trump says all kinds of idiotic stuff as well. And the Democrats love making fun of it. And the Republicans are like, oh, no, it's not that bad. But see, this is the beauty of being a libertarian. We can look at both of these babbling, incoherent lunatics and say, hey, that's a babbling, incoherent lunatic.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to share more of this babble here. He was asked about inflation. And you know, this is an issue we've been discussing for a long time on Free Talk Live, certainly not just during Biden's administration, but for the decades that we've been doing this show now, almost 2 decades, not quite.
Clip we heard earlier, was that him being asked about inflation?
No.
That's too bad.
No, there's a separate clip from the same town hall where the host, I believe it's Don Lemon, according to Vincent, but let me get into that here in just a moment. The number again is 603-283-6160. I do want to also make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. So if you're ready to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, go and click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. And that is where you can go and watch like a 3-minute long introductory video that'll lay it out for you. You know, this stuff isn't going away. It's likely going to become more prevalent in our lives. J.P. Morgan now apparently letting retail investors buy Bitcoin after years of saying that Bitcoin was the enemy and Bitcoin was evil. They've changed their tune. So even with some of these big bank people jumping on board, it seems less and less likely that Bitcoin's going to go away. So take your time, go to Bitcoin.com and learn the basics about crypto. And then if you're not new to crypto, you can go to news.bitcoin.com and get the latest news headlines there every single day. All right, so this posted, again, it's CNN, same town hall, posted by Tom S. Elliott on Twitter, the question about inflation. And it is muted. Stand by. Give me 1 second here.
I mean, I'm pretty confident that inflation is temporary, but if you're pumping all of this money into the economy, couldn't that add to...
No, look, here's the deal.
Okay, here's the deal. We're going to get to it. But the question is a good question, right? He didn't even let him ask the full question, but the host of the show here, the town hall, is suggesting that pumping money into the economy is going to result in, he didn't get the chance to say it, but likely bad things happening, like rising prices, for instance, which is a common symptom of inflation, which, for those that don't know, inflation is an increase in the money supply.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like is how the guy phrased the question, because he made it like the increasing the money supply isn't inflation, it's the increase in prices that results from that, when that's backwards.
Well, of course. I mean, he's part of the mainstream media, and they don't actually... I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think they honestly don't know. I don't think they know what inflation is.
No, they describe fiat currency as flat currency. They have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, Joe Biden's going to get directly into the real deal, so.
Oh, yeah, here's the deal.
Moody's today, when a Wall Street firm, not some liberal think tank, said if we pass the other two things I'm trying to get done, we will, in fact, reduce inflation. Reduce inflation. Reduce inflation.
Just because you say it three times doesn't make it true.
I think there's a word for that as well, like the opposite of inflate. Might be deflate.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're reducing inflation, you're causing deflation. But I wouldn't expect...
That's not what he's saying, though.
No,
so when they say reduce inflation, that's not the same as deflation. What that would mean would be to reduce the rate of inflation.
Oh, fair point.
And that is, you know, certainly what they want to promise people, because the government always has inflation going on. That's important.
Sure.
That's part and parcel of their whole economic system. But right now, people are reporting in the media and elsewhere that inflation, quote unquote, according to the government's own numbers, is over 5%. And normally they like it to be around 2%. So,
but in reality, it's closer to like 20%, isn't it?
Probably. I mean, it's hard to really say. because the government numbers don't include things like energy and real estate, for instance. The cost of food is also excluded from the government numbers.
Oh, so the stuff that people, you know, spend the most money on isn't included in their inflation calculations.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Let's go on.
Because you're going to be providing good opportunities and jobs for people who, in fact, are going to be reinvesting that money back in all the things we're talking about, driving down prices, not raising prices. And so I sincerely mean this. Prices are up now, and they're up. For example, if you're in a position where you're trying to build a house, try to find 2x4s and lumber. Well, guess what? People stop working cutting lumber. They stop doing it because...
Why'd they do that?
The government made them?
The coronavirus forced them to stop working.
Well, in some places that's true. Certainly like Sydney, Australia, for instance, where there's a total lockdown and you can't go out of your house.
No, it was the virus.
Meaning they got sick?
Yes. No, I'm joking. That's just what Joe Biden would say.
Well,
it's the pandemic. It's the invisible enemy.
The reality is it was the government's handouts that incentivized people to stop working. Because not only were in some places they told to stop working, but in other places they were incentivized by being given hundreds of dollars every single week through unemployment, where they're making as much money or close to it just sitting around the house.
Actually, one of the most dangerous jobs like in the world, doing lumber.
Yeah, I can imagine someone doing lumber being able to make more money on unemployment. It seems like that's got to be a really high-paying job.
Well, nowadays I think it is because there's such demand for the lumber. The lumber prices have been going up, so they likely had to increase the costs or their employees are getting.
Because the unemployment was so down. Now all of a sudden there's this need because people are coming back, and guess what? Instead of paying 10 cents, you're paying 20. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It relates to what, in fact, is now needed because we're growing.
Huh? That was all about why inflation's going to be reduced because people are going back to work and they're going to reinvest... And that's going to lower prices?
Well, instead of paying 10 cents, you're now paying 20 cents. So the price still increased.
Right. He acknowledged that prices were up twice. He mentioned the 10 cents to the 20 cents thing. And he said, yes, prices have gone up. And he sort of sounded like he wanted to say that prices were going to go back down. But he didn't actually say that. He just said that the inflation would be reduced. And again, that's talking about the rate of inflation. Prices are not going back down generally. There may be some areas where manufacturing does indeed, you know, the affordability of the manufacturing, the efficiency of it continues to increase. And so therefore you might see some prices go down. But overall, I think you're likely to continue to see prices going up, especially if he said he wants Congress to pass two more of his plans, which means probably hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars more being spent that haven't yet been spent. And there's already been trillions spent this year.
And prices printed. Are already going up as a result.
Yeah, and printed. Trillions being printed. And that's not something they undo, ever. They don't just take money out of circulation. That's not their game. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live. They're going to ban cryptocurrencies. We'll talk about it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators should be on notice that the Senate may stay in session through the weekend in order to finish the bill.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, with a message for Senate Republicans and Democrats as that bipartisan infrastructure bill is continuing to be worked on Capitol Hill. President Biden is participating in a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq, the President saying what the two leaders will be talking about during their discussion.
The U.S.-Iraqi strategic dialogue is about commitments that expand our cooperation on issues like health care, climate, energy.
The president also announcing the end of the U.S. combat mission in Iraq, adding remaining American forces will be acting primarily in an advisory role, and they'll be also involved in counterterrorism efforts. USA Radio News. Hundreds of Cuban Americans and pro-democracy protesters are gathering in Lafayette Square near the White House. The demonstrators are chanting in Spanish and English in support of the Cubans rallying against the government.
Libertad, libertad, freedom for Cuba, freedom for Cuba, freedom for Cuba, freedom for Cuba.
After new laws were passed in France, millions of people protested over the weekend.
France's parliament has approved a measure that will mandate COVID vaccinations for all healthcare workers and require a special virus pass to enter restaurants and travel domestically on trains and planes. The bill prompted thousands to protest across the country over the weekend, with the largest demonstrations in Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron called the measure a necessity amid rising cases to protect the country's vulnerable populations and to avoid more lockdowns. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria.
We're talking about the recent Biden town hall that CNN put on, which is, it's interesting because, by the way, I didn't watch the whole thing. I don't care.
No, but how long was it? Because we've heard like 3 minutes or so of Joe Biden rambling, and I have to imagine it's probably about an hour.
I heard it was like an hour and 20 minutes. That's what at least Vincent said from Shire Free Media.
So something like a 20th of Joe Biden's speaking time, or is a total run time, was Joe Biden just rambling incoherently?
Yeah. Yeah, totally incoherent, totally, you know, this guy shouldn't be on stage, and it makes for some very entertaining clips to play. But there's also another, you know, just sort of the... What's interesting about this to me is, like, CNN is all about Biden. You know, they were anti-Trump, pro-Biden. And you would think if they were actually trying to protect Biden, why would they put him on stage like this? They know he's going to have these gaffes. And
well, sometimes he doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes he's lucid and coherent and sensible, and he's able to actually make a sentence.
Right.
And then you get him like this when he isn't. Was this live, perhaps?
It must have been recorded live because they didn't edit it. I mean, they didn't cut these clips out. I don't know if it was broadcast live, but presumably it was. There's a photograph from the back of this theater that they were in, and it was apparently Hamilton County, in which has Cincinnati, I guess, in it. So it was a county that won for Biden. Like, they voted for Biden in 2020.
So, I hope they're happy with the results of that.
Well, the reason I bring this up is the photograph from the back of the auditorium, it shows it maybe a third full. And it's not like it was a photo that they took early, you know, before Biden was on stage while people were still coming in. So, it, you know, wasn't like an honest photograph. Biden's on stage. So this was taken during the actual town hall. They couldn't even find enough people who were willing to come see their heroic president speak in Cincinnati.
Well, there could also be like COVID restrictions where they couldn't have that capacity.
Like 6 feet apart, yeah.
Maybe, but I'm not seeing people sitting 6 feet apart here in this photograph. So
well, I know that, like, I don't know anyone who is like in love with Biden. It was all either like, I don't know if I should vote this year because I don't like Biden and I don't like Trump, but right. I really want to get rid of Trump, like from liberal people I know. And my grandma, I put something about not wanting to vote on Instagram, and she's all like super, super liberal. She lives in California, and she messaged me saying, like, Bonnie, I am really unhappy with the fact that our candidate, thinking I'm a Democrat, I guess, is Biden, but we have to do what we have to do to, like, get rid of Trump. Like, she
I
messaged
see.
That. Like,
so
I don't
she
know
was
anybody.
Holding her nose and she, voting for him.
Yeah, she, like, hates Trump. I mean, Biden, mm-hmm.
but
she hates
blue,
Trump
no matter
more.
Who.
Yeah.
That's how you get a trans-anarchist sheriff.
Well, and so, I mean, this isn't that different from Biden's campaign appearances, which were also dismal. I mean, there was hardly anyone attending this man's campaign appearances, so it hasn't gotten any better, apparently, because, again, there's maybe...
Well,
you know,
there's
like
nothing
10
there
rows
to be excited
full.
About.
Yeah.
There's nothing there for to interest the young people or to interest people in general.
Oh, I guarantee you there aren't many young people in this audience.
Yeah, it's just another old white dude and a yeah. long list of old white dudes who have been the president. And this one just happens to be a little funnier than most of them because he's senile.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like one thing that I always think about when I hear of him being this crazy and stuff is if he's a real old man and he's not just some yeah. kind of a robot. He should have, like, people that care about him that are like, my grandpa can't go on stage anymore. This is he needs to go to the hospital for a while.
He's going
to
be 79 come November 20th.
Oh, my goodness.
Does that make him the oldest president ever elected?
I think
makes
it
him a
does.
Scorpio.
I think it makes him the oldest president. I could be wrong about that, but I remember hearing that during the campaign that he would be, if elected, the oldest.
79 years old.
Actually, yeah, because Donald Trump was the oldest, and he was, like, 76.
Yeah, I think he's like 75 or 4 or something like that, but yeah, or 76.
He was the oldest before yeah. Biden.
Well, Biden is definitely the most senile mm-hmm. that we've had, at least in my lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't feel bad for Joe Biden. I mean, he's a longtime thug. He is a drug warrior. He is a war warrior. I mean, this guy hasn't seen a war he didn't like.
Sure.
I mean, to his credit... He is talking against Afghanistan and talking about withdrawing the troops. By the way, has that happened yet? Was that supposed to be by, like, August 1st or the end of August? I forget which one.
I have not seen that it had happened yet.
I think it was the end of August. So, I mean, to his credit, he did say the right things about Afghanistan and made it sound like he always disagreed with Barack Obama. But I suspect, you know, by the end of his term, he's going to be embroiled in another war.
Yeah, I'm sure he's just taking troops out of Afghanistan to put them somewhere else.
Like maybe on our streets.
Yeah, maybe on our streets.
Crack down on
maybe
so-called
China.
Domestic terrorism. Oh, he's not going to mess with China.
Well, because China said that they would nuke Japan if Japan aided Taiwan, like, this week.
Well, plus China's just a massive opponent. I mean, look at what the U.S. government has done as far as its warmongering is concerned. They picked on Afghanistan. They don't
and
even,
Iraq.
Yeah, and Iraq. And they crushed the Iraqi military, right, you know, instantly. These are not big states with a whole lot of money, and yet they were bogged down in Afghanistan for 20 years. So, I mean, you think they got a chance against China? No
I don't,
way.
I don't really think so, yeah. but they could.
Well,
yeah,
a war against China
slaughter.
Would be an actual war.
Yeah,
these,
it would.
These things
It'd
going
really
on in
scary.
Afghanistan and Iraq, they're just sparring matches for the American military to keep them trained and alert. So
and to keep the money funneling to the military-industrial complex.
Well,
yes.
Okay, maybe not China, but somewhere.
To
like,
justify the creation of new types of bombs and yeah. new ways to destroy one another.
It'll likely be somewhere in the Middle East. I mean, that seems to be where they like to pick on. That's where all the oil is, after all. So they're protecting their buddies in industry and the oil business. At the same time, they're funneling trillions of dollars into the hands of the military-industrial complex. So at least as far as they're concerned, everybody wins. Them and their buddies, that is.
The only people who don't win are the ones that get slaughtered.
And you know who else doesn't win? Prisoners. Like I said before, you know, Biden is once again showing his true colors as he's the same as Donald Trump. You know, these Democrats thought they were going to get something different. Oh, he's so much better. Okay, yeah, we don't like him, but at least he's not Trump. Well, it looks like he's Trump because he's backed up the Trump policies on Cuba. And now, according to the New York Times, and thanks to archive.today, which is where you can go to get around handy, it's a handy get around for these paywalls on sites like the New York Times. But according to archive.ph or archive.today, the Biden legal team has now decided that inmates must return to prison after the COVID home detention thing. Because did you hear about that? During COVID last year, federal prisons were actually letting prisoners out. They were saying, you know what? It's too dangerous to have you here in prison, so we're letting you go home.
I did not hear about that, but that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you would think.
Was it just California?
No, federal. So all over the place. Apparently it was about 4,000 nonviolent inmates were let go. But not without some conditions.
Sure,
not
I mean, home detention still sucks, but it's better than federal prison.
It must be. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and go out on that limb, you know, unless your home really sucks. And, you know, you're going back to, like, an abusive spouse or something like that, then it could be much worse.
I guess so.
But presuming your home is, you know, a decent place and somewhere you like to be. The New York Times, Charlie Savage, and Zolan Cano Young's reporting that Biden's legal team has decided thousands of federal convicts who were sent back home to reduce the risk of spreading COVID will be required by law to return to prison a month after the official state of emergency for the pandemic ends, officials said on Monday. They've come under pressure from criminal justice reform advocates and some lawmakers to revoke the Trump-era memo by the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel, which said that inmates whose sentences last beyond the pandemic emergency period would have to go back to prison. So this
was stupid. If they're doing just fine under home detention, then do that.
And if the are they trying to say that the coronavirus thing is over, then they need to open all the courts and
well, I don't know when the state of emergency is going to end, at least at the federal level. We know it's ended here in New Hampshire. That was back in June. But according to the story, the official state of emergency is not expected to end this year. So who knows when that's ever going to happen.
But so the prisoners are going to stay out still until...
Until.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's assuming it ever ends.
But the Biden legal team has concluded the memo correctly interpreted the law. So they're backing the Trump memo. They're saying, yep, that's what's got to happen. We end the state of emergency, and 4,000 nonviolent prisoners, well, offenders or whatever, they go back to prison.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria.
We're talking about the Joe Biden and similarities with Donald Trump. Turns out, so far, Joe Biden's legal team is backing up what the Trump administration has done. The Trump administration, they put out a memo or whatever to the or by the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel that said that those inmates who have been released under home confinement restrictions, so they were in federal prison, thousands of inmates, 4,000 of them, were released during COVID because of COVID due to, you know, high risk or whatever. You can go home, but you got to stay at home confinement. The Trump administration said, you can stay home, but once this state of emergency is over, you're going back to prison. And, of course, the people who believe that Joe Biden is somehow some kind of a reformer of the police state, when, of course, he's been an advocate for the police state, when he clearly said during his campaign that he is not in favor of defunding the police, he's in favor of giving them more money. You know, when Joe Biden continues to back up the Trump administration, these reform type folks, the people that want to see justice reform, they want this to be like a test case. Like, hey, Joe, if you're serious about making changes, well, here you go. This is an easy one. You can just let these people stay out.
I mean, they're already out.
Right.
It's amazing to me, first of all, that the United States has 4,000 plus federal prisoners who didn't do anything violent.
Oh, there's more than that.
Yeah, I feel like there's probably way more than that, and I felt like that was a low number. Yeah. They purposely didn't let people, like, why isn't Ross Ulbricht out? What did he do that was violent?
I'm pretty sure these are the ones that have, like, some kind of health issue, right?
Okay.
So there's, I don't know what the number is, but it's got to be in the hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands at least of non-violent. I mean, the bulk of federal prisoners are likely nonviolent people,
and
from what I've understood. A lot of drug dealers, for instance.
Anybody that thinks he is anything remotely close to, like, somebody who wants to let everybody out of prisons, like, I don't think anybody really thinks that, but all they have to look at is the fact that it's been, like, how many months? Like, 7 months of him being president,
yeah.
And there was a guy from Guantanamo who was cleared 4 years ago to be released, and he didn't get released till just now. I don't think it's really a win.
Yeah, you've been wanting to talk about that. Do you have a story about who that person was?
Yeah, we talked about him. Me, Captain, and Chris talked about him on the air, like, 2 weeks ago. There was a really long Vice article that we spent, like, half of the show on. His last name is Nasser, N-A-S-S-E-R, and mm-hmm. he's from Morocco. It's a 19-year Guantanamo Bay prisoner whom Trump kept detained for 4 years despite being cleared for release. He finally got released by the Biden administration, and he's at home with his family in Morocco.
But after it took 19 years in Guantanamo Bay. So he's been there basically the whole time. They opened up, you know, for the prisoners from Afghanistan, and this guy got put in, and now they've just been like, okay, you can go.
He's a 56-year-old, so what does that mean? He was like a 35-year-old when he went in.
What was the story with him? I mean, were there allegations about him that just didn't prove to be true? Were they just like, well, we can't prove anything, so here you go?
I watched The Ghosts of Abu Ghraib recently, and one thing that it really drove
home
to me...
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it was. One of the things that really drove home to me, I just started reading Gulag Archipelago, is that what the American soldiers did in Iraq is exactly what the Soviet Union did to its citizens during the Cold War and prior to the Cold War. It just grabbed random people off the streets. Oh, you spoke to this guy? This guy's your neighbor and his second cousin once donated money to the Taliban or whatever?
Get in a cell.
Yeah. And they did the same thing to get people into Guantanamo Bay. So in all likelihood, the guy did nothing.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yep.
Somebody snitched him out for doing nothing or whatever.
Yeah, or they had a feud with their neighbor, and their neighbor was like, hey, this is a chance to get rid of that guy. It happened.
It says he was captured in 2001 by Pakistani agents and had been in Guantanamo since 2002. The U.S. accuses
them. They probably were paying the Pakistani agents, right? Okay, if you can get us some bad guys, we'll give you some money. Okay, well, here's this guy, you know?
Yeah, then it could have been guys they just didn't like.
They just found him walking alongside the road. Who knows what the circumstances were?
Says the U.S. accuses him of involvement with the Taliban, but like many Guantanamo detainees, he was never charged with a crime.
Right.
Well, if they charge him with a crime, they have to actually get them a trial.
That's right.
And whereupon they'll probably get released because there's no evidence against these people.
But because he's being held in Guantanamo, all of a sudden all the, you know, jurisprudence, all the due process, none of that stuff applies, according to the argument of the federal government, which, of course, seems to have gotten away with for the most part for the last 20 years because they certainly haven't shut the place down. They're basically saying, oh, well, they're not American citizens and it's not America, so they're therefore, we don't have to apply this Constitution.
It's just Americans there torturing people.
Mm-hmm.
It goes beyond the Constitution.
All of whom sworn to uphold the Constitution, but who cares?
I mean, the Bush administration actually put forward arguments of why the Geneva Convention didn't apply. Why the
to Guantanamo?
Yes, and to Abu Ghraib and any of the other, you know, Muslim countries they've invaded, arguing that, you know, they're not protected by these anti-torture
laws. Because they're not prisoners of war, right?
Right.
Because it's not a war. We didn't declare it. So it's not a war.
Yeah, they're not part of any recognized enemy army. So,
I remember that.
It seems like the thing they're accusing him of isn't even really that bad. Definitely not 19 years in a prison camp.
What was he accused of? Just being part of the Taliban?
U.S. officials allege that he met Osama bin Laden in 1995 and trained in Al-Qaeda training camps. That's what it says.
Well, Donald Rumsfeld met with Osama bin Laden, too, in, like, what, 1980 or something like that? I mean, the CIA had him on their payroll, so the federal government met with him probably hundreds of times.
So, in 1985, you said?
1995.
Okay, so 6 years before 9/11. So this guy met with Osama bin Laden, who at the time had not committed 9/11, and Osama bin Laden, doing a service to his community, said, hey, come join me, and I will train you to defend yourselves.
Yeah.
And 8 years later, this guy gets arrested. Or 6 years later. Whatever.
And then held for 19 years.
Yes, because he went to train with someone who's doing him a solid.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll show you how to use this firearm to take care of yourself and your family.
Well, it says he said in 2016 that he deeply regrets his actions of the past, though he did not elaborate on what they were, but that's what he has to do. Oh, I'm really, really sorry. Please let me out. Yeah. Nasser was recommended for release out of Guantanamo in 2016, the Times reported, so long as he stayed under security in Morocco. So maybe he is having to do that. But the Trump administration halted all releases and Nasser stayed. Trump signed an executive order in 2018 to keep Guantanamo open. President Barack Obama's special envoy for arranging transfers from Guantanamo in 2015 and 2016 said his office arranged to repatriate two men, including Nasser. So Obama even, like, pretended he was going to get him out of this poor guy.
Can you imagine?
Obama pretended that he was going to shut down Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, he did. That's what got him elected. Part of what got him elected.
It was a huge part of it. Yeah. And then he never did it.
Didn't happen.
It says Obama then turned to a process of transferring detainees out of the facility, which was never completed.
Didn't they add a geriatric ward to Guantanamo Bay recently?
Just because they've been so long that people have been there?
I seem to recall us talking about that at some point.
It's horrifying.
Like, oh, we got to keep this 68-year-old geriatrics patient locked down and waterboarded.
So can you imagine, though? I mean, we thought the federal government was slow when it came to, you know, releasing me from behind bars. It wasn't fast, but this guy waits 4 years after they told him, okay, you can go.
Well, this guy certainly got caught in the crosshairs of American politics, Donald Trump. We're not releasing any of these people from Gitmo.
Political prisoner.
Yep. And then Biden comes along, and 7 months later, he finally gets around to releasing this guy who should have been released 4.5 years ago.
Yeah, there was I saw the story actually about this on The Onion. You know, sometimes they have the Onion feature where it shows the faces of the people, and it's got a little quote next to them, and then some ridiculous job that they have, and it's always the same faces, so it's never, you know, it's just a joke.
Sure.
But one of them was, it was about this, the release, and the person said, all right, at this rate, we should be able to shut the thing down after Biden's 20th term. You know? I mean, one guy? How many people are left there?
I heard it was somewhere in the low 100, like 117, something along those lines.
And not a single trial, right? Has that ever happened?
I think some trials have come out of Guantanamo, but I think the vast majority of them were military tribunals, and trials are actually rare.
Yeah, I mean, a military tribunal, I mean, you're just...
There's no oversight.
Kangaroo court, right?
Yeah, I think the creepy thing that people should be thinking about Guantanamo Bay is that George Bush got to open it just because there was 9/11, and it just is a thing that has no laws.
Yep.
Like, the government could do that for any perceived emergency that they want.
And meanwhile, they want to boycott Cuba, the company that they're renting, the country that they're renting this land from to have this illegal prison. They want you to not be able to help the people of that country.
Are they renting the land, or is it just like...
I think it was some kind of 99-year lease or something like that.
I wonder what that is. That's a weird situation.
It is. These two governments hate each other, but they're working together to keep this illegal prison operational.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You want to join us, whether it's comment on Guantanamo Bay, the gaffes of Biden, what?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.